Youth Culture Today with Walt Mueller of the Center for Parent Youth Understanding.
All this week, we're looking at some wise words from my friend Cooper Pinson at Harvest USA, a ministry addressing sexual brokenness with truth and grace. Cooper shares 5 first steps we can take as youth workers and parents if a student tells us they are same-sex attracted. The 4th step we should take is to help them grow in community. We must let students know that they have a community in Christ's church. Oftentimes, same-sex attracted students struggle to grow in openness and community because of the intense prison-like nature of shame, other people's judging gazes, and the church's unwillingness to talk about these sensitive topics. Part of our job in ministering to our students who wrestle in this way is to help them, over time, open up about their temptations, sufferings, and sins to other godly people and find life in godly community. Helping students grow in community begins by embodying community personally with them.
For more on youth culture, visit us on the web at cpyu.org.